Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we start a new chapter. Yesterday we did the introduction to this chapter. Today we'll actually do the chapter. It's a short chapter, but it has some important points as far as mixing with people are concerned, when it is virtuous to mix with people in general. In other words, here they're not talking about pious people, but people in general, all types of people. People that don't have deen, people that have deen but not practicing upon deen, people that are far away from deen, etc. All these type of people, whether one should mix with them or not mix with them. It's important to keep these things in mind. Sometimes we're choosing schools for our children. A person just looks at the level of education. He says, my child must go to the white school and he'll get a very high level of education. But we're not thinking that what company is keeping non-Muslim friends the whole day. He's moving with them, going with them, talking to them. What influence is having on his deen, on his young, impressionable child's deen? Or sometimes for sporting purposes, they have to travel out together with all the non-Muslims, staying in hotels, going to certain football clubs or rugby clubs or cricket clubs. You're not thinking that what is happening. We're looking at one side at the sport of the child, but are we worried about the iman of the child? Like that, even adults moving in circles of non-Muslims, etc. We have to keep this in mind, that what is priority? Is the education, is the sport, is the entertainment priority, or is deen and iman priority? The Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi mentioned this, as we mentioned, in the 7th century of Islam. So many years ago he mentioned this. How much more applicable it is in our time. Babu fadlil ikhtilati bin nasi wa huduri jum'ahim wa jama'atihim wa mashahidil khayr wa majalisihim wa majalisi dhikri ma'ahum wa iyadati maridihim wa huduri janaizihim wa muwasati muhtajihim wa irshadi jahilihim wa ghayri thalika min masalihim liman qadara ala al-amri bil ma'rufi wa nahi anil munkar وقمع نفسه عن الإيذاء وصبر على الأذى. The chapter on the virtue of mixing with people and attending the Jumu'ah prayers, other congregational prayers, gatherings of good, gatherings of dhikr, visiting those who are ill, attending their funerals, consoling those in need, guiding those who are ignorant, and other such matters which are in the best interest for the one who is able to command good and forbid evil and prevent himself from causing injury, harm, and exercise patience upon difficulty. Here we explain the previous chapter that was brought was the chapter on the virtue or the preferability of a person secluding himself, going out, staying away from people. And now this chapter is showing us the balance. That most ulama, as you've seen in the next part, most of the ulama, the fuqaha, the tabi'een, the sahaba, etc., they chose to stay with people, Anbiya alayhi salam, with the provision that the person can safeguard his iman, he can safeguard his practice of deen, same time he doesn't cause any harm to anyone. And if people are causing him harm, then he's able to make sabr on the harm that are being caused to him by people. It's not that he's getting upset and he's fighting with people, but he's able to make that sabr. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi goes on to say that i'lam anna al-ikhtilata bin nasi 'ala al-wajh alladhi dhakartuhu huwa al-mukhtar alladhi kana 'alayhi rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وسائر الأنبياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وكذلك الخلفاء الراشدون ومن بعدهم من الصحابة والتابعين ومن بعدهم من العلماء المسلمين وأخيارهم وهو مذهب أكثر التابعين ومن بعدهم وبه قال الشافعي وأحمد وأكثر الفقهاء رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. Mixing with people in the way I have mentioned, those qualities we have described just now, in the way I have mentioned is the preferred way and was practiced by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the Anbiya alayhi wasallam, all the messengers, the rightly guided khulafa, the sahaba, the tabi'een, the ulama of the Muslim, and the righteous and those that followed them. This was the practice of majority of the tabi'een and those who followed them. It is also the opinion of Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi, and majority of the jurists, may Allah Ta'ala be pleased with all of them. And then he quotes one ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Allah Ta'ala says, assist each other in good deeds and in piety. So the summary of this chapter is that if a person has the ability of inviting towards good, abstaining from evil, and no harm comes to his deen by mixing with others, then he should do so. However, if he fears that he will be negatively influenced or led towards the forbidden by mixing with others, then he should isolate himself from them in order to save his iman and to save himself from any type of harm. Now see how careful they would be, how careful we have to be as far as our iman is concerned. Anything that's a danger to our iman, anything that's a danger to our deen, We should isolate ourselves. We can't claim to be of that strength. If a person has got that strength, he's got the necessary ilm, he's got the necessary taqwa, we're in the ranks of those people that are disobeying Allah Ta'ala, he can mix with them and he can guide them, then that is very good. But the average person, he should isolate himself from those that are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should look for the gatherings of zikr, he should look for the gatherings of salah, for the gatherings of deen, for those people of deen, and mix with them. And because generally most of us, we don't have that ability to save ourselves. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-mar'u ala deeni khalili, a person is upon the way of his friends. Whatever is the way of a friend of his friends, that's the way he'll take very soon. If his friends are good people, he will also become a good person. If his friends are people of all types, in other words, doing anything, whether it's permissible, impermissible, he'll soon start doing that. So the way to correct ourselves is to keep the company of the pious and ensure that we isolate ourselves in the virtual world also, in other words, in the social media world. We ensure that we are on a, if we have to be on a group, we are on a group where pious people are. We try not to be on groups. I'm talking about chat groups where people chat. Everyone has got the input. We are on a chat group. If we have to be there, we must ensure that there is all pious people. We shouldn't be in a chat group where there's ladies and there's men mixing in that virtual world also. And if we don't have to be there, that is the best. We stay away from there. Our mind will stay clear. Our heart will stay clear. Our deen ultimately will stay clear until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.